But we must say that we have a shooting shigombu. Why is shooting shigombu chayovim according to Rashi's pshat? In other words, that there is yesh liach v'aveire. But magbia mitzil chaveire, whether it's kona chaveire or loy kona chaveire, migin zochel nafshe zochel chavre, so has nothing to do with yesh liach v'aveire. There is no aveire. There is no aveire. So, Bishleime, according to the Yeshua, which is a very strange thing, that the Yeshua says, why do we say that the Bandomau says that Tanakbir Mitzil Haver is Loikon Haver? Why is Loikon Haver? Because Ativ is Bachim, Mokishchav Lachirim is Loikon. Why is Ativ is Bachim, Mokishchav Lachirim Loikon? So, that the Yeshua says, because it's ancient Haver, but this is very strange. After all, Ativ is Bachim, Mokishchav Lachirim. So is the Tevis Bachim, Mokishchav Lachirim, because by picking it up for Shimon, if Ruvi picks up the Chavet and see it for Shimon, so it prevents Levi from being Zeche, but there is no Aveir. The Torah doesn't say that you're not allowed to prevent Levi from being Zeche that way. So there is no Aveir. So I mean, this is very strange. I mean, to say that the whole Aloche of Tevis Bachim, Mokishchav Lachirim is based upon the Din of Yishlech Aveir. I mean, there is no Aveir. When you are Magbir Mitzil Chavere, you have Tevis Bachim Mokishchav Lachirim, but it's Vehet Agomo. This kind of Chav Lachirim is Vehet Agomo. So, obviously, the Aloche is not like the Yeshua. So, obviously, the Aloche of Tevis Bachim Mokishchav Lachirim, Chav Lachirim is not based upon Yishlech Lachirim. It's a special Aloche, separate Aloche. Tevis Bachim Mokishchav Lachirim. So, in the question of Magbir Mitzil Chavirim, we say Migid Zochel Nafshe Zochel Chavre. So there we have to consider the problem of Tevis Bachim Mokish Chavachir. So, what it is, even if we assume that Magbir Mitzil Chavirim is going to Chavirim, why? Because he's Tevis Bachim Mokish Chavachirim. But if he's Eichah for himself, so he can be Chavachir. But what has it to do with Gneve? Gneve is another Shaila. Whether we can say in such a case, Eishlech Laveire, or we say, Yeshlech Laveire. So what's the Shaychet between the question that is involved in the Aloche of Shnaim Sheitbiu? So Rabbi says, even if we assume that Magbim is Lechaveir, Loi Kone Chaveire, but there is Kone Chaveire, because Migri Zoch Mav Shlech Lechavre, and the question by Shuti Shigongu. Shuti Shigongu is another question. In other words, if someone picks up a chayfe, their neve, for Shimon, Ruben picks up just for Shimon, so then we say Eishlech Laveire. But if he picks it up for himself and for Shimon, then it's Yeshlech Laveire. That has nothing to do with the Shaile. With the Shaile, as to whether Magbir Mitzil Chavere is. So it's Kone Chavere or Loi Kone Chavere, or Migre Zochel Nafshe Zochel Chavre or not? Bishleime, according to Teisus, we understand. Because according to Teisus, so here the question is, because the Ganef has to make Kikinya, has to make Arvoy. So the Aloha means that if Hoyo Meshach Bershus Abayrim, and who made Bershus Abayrim, Mishnah Merubah says, is not Chayim, why he didn't make Kikinya? Now, if we say, that for the same reason that a Magbir Mitzil Chavere is Loi Kone Chavere. So Mele, even when he's Magbir for himself and for the other, so the Kinyan is no good, is not a good Kinyan. So Shnayim Sheitbiu Esagneve. So we should also say that it shouldn't be effective. And there it is effective. So it's because of Migri Zochel Nafshe Zochel Chavre. And there we cannot say, after all, it's Eishlech Laveire. Because once we say, Migri Zochel Nafshe Zochel Chavre, so we don't have to resort to Shlichet. So it's the same Shaila. Mashiach, according to Rashi, the Bashutin Shekongu, it doesn't mean what the two of them picked up. So it has nothing to do with the Shaila of Shnayim Sheitbiu. Whether we say Migri Zochel Nafshe Zochel Chavre, or we don't say. Then the question is, since there is a deed of a Shliach no Aveire, so just as in the case where Reuven Galvez is gaining a chayfe for Shimon, just for Shimon, so Shimon is not chayef,
So in the case where Ruvain is gaining, the chayfetz, he's magdil a chayfetz, for himself and for Shimon, he shouldn't be chayling. Still we say that in the case where Ruvain is magdil a chayfetz, the Rav Levi, for himself and Shimon, so Shimon is chay. Why is it so? So it's a special halacha that yesh mechulavir in such a case. But it has nothing to do with the shayle of a magdil mitzvah chavere. According to Tosfos, we understand the Gemara. We understand Rovet, Dilya. But according to Rashi, what kind of a shaykhah is it? So the answer is, no, there is a shaykhah. Because if we say that Sri is mitam shlich, so Mamele, so on one hand we say that Magbir mitzilah chavir, Rovet says Magbir mitzilah chavir, is Brikon chavir. Now, if we say that Sri is mitam shlichet, so that means we say that there is shlichet, even though it's chavla achiri, so then it can still become a shliach. So, but if we say that magbir mitzilah chaveri is loikon chaveri, so then we have to say that he cannot become a shliach for the other if it's chavla achiri. He cannot become a shliach. If it's chavla achiri, he can become a shliach. That's why, that's the reason of the mandoma who says, magbir mitzilah chaveri loikon chaveri. Why Tim is machil mokzmor says, because Tim is machil mokzmor. So what does this mean? But tzchi is mitam shlichet. So that means where it's chavla achiri, he cannot become a shliach. He cannot become a shliach. Now, so Rabbi says, even though one cannot become a shliach for the other, because of the halacha of Zohar, if it is chavla achiri, but where he is zeicher for himself too, in as much as he is zeicher for himself too, he can be zeicher for the other two. Because of Nazar Chav. So then he can become a shliach. So even though there is a halacha in shlich, like this, where he is not zeicher for nafshei, then he cannot become a shliach for the other where he is chavla achiri, then we don't say that he becomes a shliach. Shrin tam shlichet. But in the case where he is zeicher for nafshei, he can become a shliach to be zeichel chavrei, even though he's chavrei. So, how do we see that? So we see the dinyan is this. Over there is a halacha of a shliach l'aveir. So just as there is here, there is a halacha that one cannot become a shliach for the other if he's chavrei. If he stays with l'achrei, b'mok is chavrei. Still, b'mok him where he's zoch l'nafshei, so he can be zoch l'chavrei, and he can become a shliach. Same way we find, so the same concept of Migdal Zochel Nafshei, that even though without Zochel Nafshei you wouldn't be able to become a shliach and to be zeicher mitam shlichet. Why? Because he's chavla achirim. But since he's Zochel Nafshei, he can be zeicher mitam shlichet and become a shliach for the person, let's say, where Ruvein is zeicher for himself, picks up for himself and for Shimon. So if he wasn't zeicher for himself, there wouldn't be Migdal Zochel Nafshei. He couldn't become a shliach to be zeicher for Shimon, because it is lachir mokim shchavla achir. But where he is zeicher for himself, then he can become a shliach. Migdal Zochel Nafshei, so zochel amachavre and tzchir tam shliches, he becomes a shliach of Shimon too, in spite of the fact that he says lachir mokim shchavla achir. So we see that even though where it is such a situation that without the Zochel Nafshei he couldn't become a shliach, but if it's Zochel Nafshei he can become a shliach in the same way. So if Ruvein will just pick up the chifetz derag leivet for Shimon, he couldn't become a shliach for Shimon because of a shliach l'raver. But where he picks it up derag leivet for himself and for Shimon, he does become a shliach for Shimon. Why? So it's the same concept. True. In one case, so the chisong of shliches was because why couldn't he become a shliach without Zochel Nafshei? So the chisong consists in the halacha of Tevis Malchim Mokim Shechav Lachir. In the other case, the chisong consists because of a shliach l'aveir. But in both situations, we had a minei av shliches. In one case, we have a minei av shliches because of the concept of Tevis Malchim Mokim Shechav Lachir, so he cannot become a shliach. Ruvein cannot become a shliach for Shimon because it's chavla achirim. In the other case, Ruvein cannot become a shliach for Shimon because it's shliach l'aveirim. So there is a certain minea of shlichet. So we see that even though without Zochle Nafshei. So Shliches is precluded, whether it's because of Tevet Lachim of Shechal Achirim, Shliches is precluded, or Shliches is precluded because of Ishtech Vavire. Shliches is precluded. But where is Zochle Nafshei? So Shliches is Chal. So here too, Shliches is Chal. Two, in one case, so the Menei of Shliches is the Halacha of Tevet Lachim of Shechal Achirim. In the other case, the Menei of Shliches is because of Shlich Vavire. But we see that even though the for one reason or another Shliches is precluded, but on account of the effect of Migdal Zochel Nafshei, Shliches is Chal. So here too, Shliches is Chal. All right. Now, this is how we have to explain the contrast. Now, can you turn to the Gemara Daf Yud Amud Beis, the Sugya of Hilchos Avodah? Now, just. The Daphidomit Bay is the 17th line from the top. Ve'yomarish Lotus. Mishumadu Kim Baru. Tano yom lechotza ve'yom lechabam. Rabbi Yechanim Shem Rabbi Yana yomar, yeish lechotza ve'yeish lechabam. V'maikom Mifu. Marso lechotza mishum yod yisraboy. Keichet yisliyad. Chotza namis. Marso lechotza mishum shlichet yisraboy. And the Tano cannot have a shliach. So maybe she cannot have a chotzer, because the chotzer is kenen, because the chotzer is the shliach of the owner of the chotzer. Chotzer is the master of the chotzer is the shliach of the owner. Chotzer is the shliach of the shliach, chotzer is the shliach. Mi mitzor imoretz, mi ike mandora, chotzer is the shliach of the shliach. Vatanya biyodei, eilu yalu yod, gage chatki yalu kafi zibinayim, tamu leim ari, mozi timotze mikol mokeim, vi sal kedai toch. Chotzer is the shliach of the shliach. So in other words, if the chesed comes into what is in Gag Hatzir Kimai, she michneso, shom binol before all the game was your chaye, even if the ganav did not take the behemah biyode, he was meisheich or magbia the behemah biyode, but he saw the a behemah going, behemah schaver going. So he opened up the door of his courtyard, of his chotzer, and he let the behemah in, and then he closed the door. He didn't do anything to the behemah. The behemah walked into his courtyard by itself. So, but he had kavoneh to become the owner, to steal that behemah, so he's chai. That means gag hatzir katunai. She nichnis hashom, we know, when all again was she chai. So if we say chotzer mishum yad yisraboy, all right. But if we say Chotzer, Mishum Shlichas is Raboye, so how can it be, how can it be Chuyev, in Shlichas is Raboye? In Shlichas is Raboye, in Shlichas is Raboye, we can't in Shlichas is Raboye. Omer Rabbi, Hei Chamzin and Shlichas is Raboye, Hei Shlichas is Raboye, Aru Bechotzer, Lav Bechiyuvi, Hu Michayev Sheil, Hei, Hei, the Chotzer is Vati Bechiyuv, so yes, Shlichas is Raboye, Elo Meato, Hei Nali Shoveve, So gamlu lav nechiyuvin noch ram mechayiv sheluchon. Amret, yishir lav nechiyuvin inu vashti milas lishmumid itan gizal shi yisit tach ve'erich al shal. Rav Sonne oma, hei chamre shlo ravei reich adi boi ovid vi boi lolo. Avu chotzer bal koche neisiv bo mechayiv sheluchay. So mai benaye? So Gemara says, ike benaye, keren de oma lo ven Yisroel, tzei vikadish li yisho grush. Tzei vikadish li yisho grush. Iname Yish, the Omer Yisho, actually comes. So, who is Muzer? So, take out Yish Grusho. So, who is Muzer and Yish Grusho? I mean, Kenan is Muzer and Yish Grusho. Now, Yish, the Omer Yisho, actually comes. Lach, Yish, the Omer Yisho, the Boyovit, 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 So even though the Shliach, the Yisrael, is not Ibach Yubeh, he is not doing any Avere in being Mikadish Det Isho. What does the Shliach do? Mikadish Det Isho for his Mishalach. Who is the case? The Shliach doesn't do any Avere, he's not Ibach Yubeh in that. So Mimele, so according to the Losh, So according to the Losh, that when do we say Nishlera Avere only when the Shliach is Ibach Yubeh? Let's say, Rubin says to Shimon, say the Ara is a Nefesh. So we say, Eish Lech Lavere. Why? Because the Shliach is Ibach Yubeh. Is he allowed to do this act? He's not allowed to do this act. So in many ways, we say, Eish Lech Lavere. Masha'in Kein Dom Yisrael Tzevik Ashli Yishe Burusho. He doesn't really Avere, the Shliach, so he's not Ibach Yubeh. Is Dom Yishe Ashli Kotten. Is she Muzeres the Yisho? She's not Muzeres. And the Yisrael HaKofi. So Mimele, it's not. So she's not Ibach Yubeh. So we should say, Yes, Shliach L'Avere, according to Roshan, that where the Shliach is not Ibach Yubeh, we say Yes, Shliach L'Avere. But according to Roshan, that even in the case where the Shliach is not Ibach Yubeh, we still say Yes, Shliach L'Avere, even in the case where the Shliach is not Ibach Yubeh. So we still say Yes, Shliach L'Avere. So here too, the Shliach is not Ibach Yubeh, he's not Musa. But he still has the alternative. Iboyovi. So it's in Shliach L'Avere. Alright. But Chotzer we certainly cannot apply the counter with Shliach L'Avere because the Chotzer has no choice. So according to everyone, the halacha of Shliach L'Avere doesn't apply to Chotzer. So Teisa says to Kash. Normally Yisrael, Kaddish, so what's enough to mean it? Whether we say the Lashon of Shliach L'Avere or we say the Lashon of Bach Yubeh. I'm sorry, we say the Lashon of Bach Yubeh, I'm sorry. What's the Nafkimine whether we say the Lashon, we accept the Lashon of Bach Yubeh or the Lashon of Iboyovi? Nafkimine is, Kei and Domal Yisroel Kadosh Lishavosh. Vim Tema, Vafil Omal Kei and Nam. Yesh Lema, the Kei and Mikra Bach Yubeh. Hoyu Vimikach L'Atzmei Chai. Aber Yisroel, afog av deyum, shlut nebul, sikun yichso, kishim kacho lekeen, kishim di mikacho leatzmo, le mechai, le mikbach yire. Tell you there's a kasha. Why did the Gemara say davke, kein domo le Yisroel, le mikacho le Yisho Kosho? Why Yisroel? Because Yisroel is not muzer on the Yisho Kosho. But kein domo lekeen is muzer. So he is Ibach Yubeh. When is, let's say, suppose Ruben appoints Shimon as a Shliach, to be Mikadosh and Mishu Kurusha for him, for Ruben, for the Mishalach. And suppose Shimon is also a Kayan. Shimon is not allowed to be Mikadosh and Kurusha. Shimon is not allowed to be Mikadosh and Kurusha for himself. But Shimon to be Mikadosh and Kurusha for somebody else, for some other Kayan. He's not aware of the love of Kurusha, Mishu, and Yikocho. When is one aware of the love of Isha, Kurusha, Mishu, and Yikocho? If he's Mikadosh for himself, but if one Kayan will be Mikadosh, a Grusha for another Kayan. So he is not Likayach with Grusha. So even Kayan Dom Alikayan, even Kayan Dom Alikayan, he should be considered Lav Bach Yubeh. Because true, when is the Shliach Bach Yubeh? When Reuben says to Shimon, say the Harai is a Nefesh. So when he carries out the Shlichet, the Shliach himself does the Avera of Yitzchak. Masha'in Kein, so then the Shliach is Ibach Yubeh. But when Reuben says to Shimon, and Shimon is also here, they're both here, say we can't Shli Yishe Kosho, then Shimon carries out the Shlichet. And he says, Hariat Mekudeshes Li, Hariat Arat Mekudeshes Li, Hariat Mekudeshes L'Reuben. So he's is Shimon even allowed of Isha Kusha Mishali Koch? Of course not. Because he is not Mikadosh for himself, he's Mikadosh for another Kayan. Of course, Shimon will be even allowed of Nehi there. But Rav of Niver, so even if Shimon is a Yisrael, he'll be even Rav of Niver. But insofar as the love of Isha Pusha Misha and Yikoro, so even if the Shliach is a Kayan, but in this particular case, he's not about you. So the case is Gizetere, it's Mishlema, the Kayan Mikre Bachiyu, Poyu Vimikachola Atzmo Chai. אבל ישראל, אף על גב דעיו, מפני ולסית מרשאל, כי שמקצו לכן, כיוון די מקצו לעצמו, לא מחייב, לא מקרה בחיו. לא מקרה בחיו. So he says, even though in this specific case, so when Shimon, let's say Shimon is a kid, and Shimon is Mikavish, when he carries out the Shlichus, he is Mikavish on behalf for Reuven. So he's not a Bachiyuve, he's not even love. He's not even love. But the same act, if he did it, instead of doing it for Reuven, for the Mishalach, if he did it for himself, he would be able to laugh. So mele, the Gavre is considered Bachiyu. The Gavre is considered, because the Gavre is considered Reuven. The Amishayim Machilik, the Ritva, I think, is one of the Rishayim Mishchelik HaKaseh. And he says that Lav Davke, Kingdom of Yisrael Kaddish Lishet Rosho. The same thing would be Kingdom of the Kingdom. But Teisa Shita is not like that. All right. So he said, so that came to make you who in cash out of high. I will Israel, I forgot the issue with me so to cash away kid. Give me the cash out of the high and cash. Then take it to the cash. We came. My not give me the bay with my dome, I will be the bay my dome, I will be the bay my dome, I will be the bay my dome, I now there are two machines in the Gemara. There are two machines. In other words, one Russian in the Gemara says that the aloha of the Shliach Avere applies only to a case where the Shliach himself is Bachiyu. But where the Shliach is not a Bachiyu, even though it's a Boyov, it's a Boyov, even though he's a voluntary agent and he can decide for himself whether to do it, to carry out the Shliach or not, but if he's not a Bachiyu, if he himself is not responsible in that he's not Muzer and that Maise, so Mele, so then we say, יש לי אחד לעבר, so מילא, כי אין דבר לסחוק שמחה של איש או גרושו, so the משלח הוא בחי, הוא בחי עם מלכי. וכן, הוא תל ישראל. So according to the Rosh, that the הלוך of יש לי אחד לעבר applies only to the case where the שליח is about you. But where the שליח is not about you, but then יש לי אחד לעבר. So מילא, כי אין דבר לישראל, תמיכה של איש או גרושו, so then the משלח הוא בינו בחי. If we say, if we accept the Russian of Iboyov, Iboyov, it's a true Shimon, the Shliach, is not the Israel, who is Israel, is not the Bachiyuve, but he's still a voluntary agent. He is at liberty to decide for himself whether to carry out the Shlichet or not to carry out the Shlichet. So the Mele, we still say Shliach Vavere, so Reuven is Potter. But how can Reuven be Mechuyev, he says? מה נפקים את בין מנדום הריבויוב, את בין מנדום השליח בחיובה, ולא כלת גושן, לרוב את המבא עשור יוחסן, כדי שנלעיקת בו הלעיקת, there is a מחלקת between אביי and רובה. אביי says that even if a Kayan is Mikavish and is Shokusho, and is not Boaleo, so he's also higher now, because there is a special love on the Gdushin itself, לא יקור. Even if it's not coupled with me. But, and Rove says, when is the Kayan that is Mikadishi Grushi? Chayav Malkes, only if he's Boaleo. But if he was Mikadishi Grushi and not Boaleo, he's Potter of Malkes. Now, so the question is, what Nachkimine, the Gemara says, Nachkimine between the Rosh or Bachiyuve, or Boyove, it is the case of Kingdom of Israel, say Mikadishi Grushi and Grushi. So according to the Rosh of Bachiyuve, so since the Shliach is not about Yuve, so maybe we see a Shliach of Aveire, so whom will be Chayev? How will Reuven be Chayev? How will Reuven be Chayev? Monefshech, if Reuven was not the Boaleo, so he'll be Potter. And if he was Boaleo, so he'll be Chayev Malkes for the Bia alone, without the Kedush. So what's the Afjimini? So he says, מה נפקים לנו דובי בו יוביל מן בו של בחיוב, אלו לא כבר קדושן, לרוב אדום בעשור יוקס וכדי שנראה כבו עלי. ויש למה, זה חיבור על הקי, so that two of you some things.
ויש למה במונטה הרציב, זה חיבור על החקים, לא כאף על הקדוש, כי דימוך הרבה רשתמות. Now that's the shit. Because the Gemara says there is a machlokes between Raven, between Abai and Rove, in Dushin there, whether Kiddush Leike, so Abai says Kiddush Leike without beer. And Rove says no, Kiddush Leike. Why? Because Lo Yikach Velo Yichal, so only when there was beer. But if there was no beer, so there is no malchus for Dushin alone. Then the Gemara says, Umeide, the Gemara says, Umeide Rove became Godo Baalmono, became Godo Baalmono, Shinboal Veloi Kide Shinoi. So, like, Shinboal Veloi Kide Shinoi. So, all the Rishinim except the Rambam, they all say that when Rove, the Gemara says, Umeide Rove, even though Rove says, Kide Shinoi Baal is a Neleke, but Baal, King Godo Baalmono, Baal Veloi Kide Shinoi. So all the Rishonim except the Rambam, they say that it means, doesn't mean that King Godo Baalmono. The same thing is King Hedid Begrush. In other words, Rove only says that Kiddush V'Loi Baal is in Eleke, but Baal V'Loi Kiddush is like. The Rambam should teach the contrary. The Rambam holds that that King Godo Baalmono, but not by others. By others, so according to Rove, so just as Kiddush V'Loi Baal is in Eleke, so Baal Vole Kiddush is in Eleke, is in Eleke, is in Eleke. So, but Teitzves, Shita is, that it doesn't mean Dafke, it doesn't mean Dafke, Almon Eleke God. It means even Baal, it means even Kein Hedin Bikosh. So that means, if it is, so, Rove is made that if, let's say, King Godo Bikushe, if it's Baal Veloi Kiddush, so it's like once. But if it will be Kiddush Baal, so then according to Rove, so it'll be like twice. Once for the Dushin and once for the Beer. So, in the middle of this document, if we say Yeshlech Rave, Enshlech Rave, so the Dushin is not Chal. But if we say Yesh Liach Ba'Aveira, because Shliach La'Bach Yuve, so the Dushin is Chal, so Mele, and if it's so too, if it is not followed by Bia, so then Ruben the Mishalach will not be Chayav Malkut at all. But if it will be followed by Bia, and if we say that in this case the Aloha of Yesh Liach La'Aveira doesn't apply, so Yesh Liach La'Aveira, so the Dushin will be Chal, so Mele Ruben will be Chayav Malkut twice, not only for the Bia. For the bee will be chayev anyway, whether it's yeshliach or eishliach, but will be chayev malkes for the dushin as well. That's one teretz. Then the second teretz is ina meishlema daf lirove nafkemenei di yeshliches ichol magdush di yeshliches ichol magdush ichol magdush. The second teretz is no, there is nafkemenei. We don't have to visualize a case of baal hakei. The Nafkemini is when the Dushin is Chal. So according to the Loshin, that wherever the Shliach is not Ibach Yuve, so then, wherever the Shliach is not Ibach Yuve, so then we say Yeshliach, so then we say Yeshliach Nivaravere, so the Dushin is Chal. So we don't get Malkin, but the Dushin is Chal, she will be in Ishashish. And but according to the Loshin of Iboyovit, Iboyovit, and here, the Shliach has the choice, he's a voluntary agent, and he has the choice of carrying out the Shliach or not carrying out the Shliach. So mele we apply the aloche of a Shliach Dvaravere, so mele the Kedushin will not even be Chal. So we see, we have here two Lishenis and Tesis. It seems that we have here two Lishenis and Tesis. Why does Tesis at first give another Teretz? Why couldn't he give the second teretz? That's a very simple teretz. So the kasha, I mean, according to the second teretz, the kasha has no basis altogether. What's the kasha? He says, why does Gemara say that? Whether we according to Loshon of Bach Yuvit or Beyovit is whether Kayin Domal is or the kasha Shikusha. So he says, the kasha, what's that? He won't get Malkus anyway according to Loshon. Kiddush V'Loi Baal. So then,
Teisus gives one teres, Nachmini would be if Borach. Then Teisus says, no, Nachmini is where the Dushin is how. So why didn't Teisus at first give this teres? So the answer is, Teisus in the first teres holds that Nachmini doesn't exist. Because whether Yesh Leach Ravere or Eish Leach Ravere, whether Yesh Leach Ravere or Eish Leach Ravere, the Kedushin would be Chal anyway. The Kedushin would be Chal anyway. Because the whole Aloche of Eish Leach Ravere is based upon the Tam of Divrei Haravi, Divrei Atalmi, Divrei Mishemi. So what does it mean? So it only implies that where Reuven appoints Shimon as a Shliach to do a certain Avere, then Reuven cannot be held responsible for the maise done by Shimon on Reuven's behalf. Because, so Reuven cannot be held liable for the maise that was done by Shimon on his behalf. But it doesn't mean that the shlichas is not held. So the first lashon in Teisus holds that even if we accept the lashon of the boy hobby, the boy lawyer. So mele, the aloha of Ishliach of Ravere, the aloha of Ishliach of Ravere, of the, would apply to the case of Kayim Domal Yisroel, say the Kamishli Yishogush. The aloha would apply. So what would it mean? It would only mean that even though Shimon was Nikavish, Igrushe, for Rubei, so Reuven cannot be held liable. Reuven cannot be mechuyev malkus. Let's say hold Abaye. That for Kedushin alone, you are chayev malkus. So Reuven cannot be chayev malkus, even though Shimon was the kaddish and ishe for him. So it should be considered as if Reuven was did the ma'aseh kedushin. So it's not considered as if Reuven himself did the avera of being mekaddish kedushin, because he's not avera. So the Maise Avere, that was the Maise that was done by Shimon, the Shliach, is not Mishyachet, is not attributed to Reuven the Mishalach. But it doesn't mean that the Kedushin is not Chal. The Kedushin can be Chal. Even though Kedushin is an Avere, that doesn't mean that Shlichas is not Chal. The second Lashon, so that's why the first Teres and Teisus didn't mention the second Teres and Teisus. Dach di hoben af kimen in rei, di ein schliches chol mag duschen, di ein schliches ein chol mag duschen. Ein chol mag duschen. Why? Because in the first lotion, takes itself and in the kashe takes itself, that all that the ein shliach of Avera implies is that the maise that is done by a shliach, that the maise Avera that is done by the shliach cannot be attributed, cannot be mishyaches to the shalach. So Mimele, Teisus says the Kashi, Mishloi Mekori Tabaye, that Kiddush is like, that the Kayan when he's the Kaddish and Isha Grusho, so he's Chayav Malkes just for the Grushna alone. So we can understand what the Gemara says, Nafkimine, in Kayan Domal Yisrael, Tzeri Kaddish and Isha Grusho. Because according to the Loshi, of Bach Yuvah, since the Shliach is not the Bach Yuvah, this is there, so Mimele, we say Yesh Lech Baravere. If we say Yesh Lech Baravere, so the Maise Kedush, the Maise Avere, that was done by the Shliach, is attributed to the Mishalach. So Mishalach is Chayav Malkus. But according to Rove, that Kiddush is in Leike, so what's Nafkimine? Can I get Malkus? And we cannot say Nafkimine is where the Kedush is Chal. Because even if we apply the Din of Yesh Lech Baravere, so the Kedushin would be Chal, only the Mishalach wouldn't be held responsible for the act done by the Shliach on his behalf. Not that the Kedushin shouldn't be Chal. Then the second Teret says, no. Nachkimini is, Yesh Tichas Yichol HaKedushin. So the second portion takes us all, that the Shliach Dor Avera implies that Shlichas is not Chal. Shlichas is not Chal. So, but the first Lashon Teisus holds no, that even where the Shliach is the Bach Yuvah, the Shlichas is Chal, the Kedushin is Chal. The question is, can the Maise be Mishyaches to Mishalach? But the Shlichas is Chal anyway. Now, so, according to what, the way we explained Rashi, so what did Rashi
According to Rashi, what's the shaykhet between a magbir mitzvah between migdei zochel nafshi zochel lechavre and shutvin shegomim? So because of the shaykhet is just as we say in the case of shutvin shegomim. Just as we say in the case of shutvin shegomim, even though hoimer lishliach teyug nevli, so it's possible. So it's actually a lot. But shutvin shegomim, so if Reuven he steals for himself and for Shimon, so then Shimon is chayav. Potentially, right? The answer is since he's ochel nafshe, so he's ochel chavre. So we see that in the case where he's ochel nafshe, so then shlichas can be chal, even though without that shlichas wouldn't be chal. Why? Because of Mishlech Vavir. So in the same way, we can say that HaMagdim is L'Chavir, Eloi Kon L'Chavir. Why? Because Tev is L'Chavir. So because Shlichas is not Chav. When it's Magdim L'Chavir. Because Tev is L'Chavir, Mokim Shechav L'Achir. But the case where it's Ochle Nafshe, so then Shlichas is Chav. And this Meneah of Tev L'Chavir, Mokim Shechav L'Achir doesn't apply to a case where it's Ochle Nafshe. Just as the Meneah of Shlich Vavir doesn't apply to a case where it's Ochle Nafshe. So that is all right. That is all right if we say, like the second Washington thesis, that the halacha of Ishlich Ravire basically implies that Shlichas is not chal on the Ravir. So maybe we can understand the dinya. Just as we say, in the case of Shutvin Shegom, who is chayovi. And we do not say Shlich Vavere, we say Shlichas Ischa, even though normally Shlichas is not Chal Vavere. But here it is Chal. Why is Shlichas Chal here, Vavere, in spite of the Aloche of Shlich Vavere? Because of Migdoch Nafshe. So we can say, Vashnaim Shehigbiu, even though not generally Magbir Mitzil HaVere is Loikon HaVere. So the Shlichas is not Chal. Why? Because since it is the Machim of Shechav Lachirim, Shechi is Mitam Shlichas, and there cannot be Shlichas in the case where it's Chav Lachir. Cannot be any Shlichas in the case where it's Chav Lachir. But in the case where Shnaim Sheik Biu, where it's Ochle Nafshe, Shlichas can be Chav. Because the Ochle Nafshe disposes of the Chisom, of the Menea, of Tevz Machim of Shechav Achirim, that Shlichas shouldn't be Chal, because Tevz Machim of Shechav Achirim. Just as we see that Zochle Nafshe can dispose of the Meneah of Shlichas Vavere. Masheikin, according to the first Loshon Tevz, that even where the Aloche of Shlichas Vavere does apply, so the Shlichas is Chal. The Shlichas is Chal. And the whole Aloche of Shlichas Vavere, is only that one cannot be held liable, cannot be held responsible for the mitzvah that is done by somebody else. And here we see that he can be held liable. So we see that he can be held liable. So, but what shaykhas is it with the chisom of the machim of Shechav Lachirim? The chisom of the machim of Shechav Lachirim is not a haloche that one person cannot be held liable for the act done by another person. The halacha of Din Lachimuch Shechav Lachirim Leikone implies that there is no schiv, there is no shlichas b'mokim Shechav Lachirim. There is no shlichas b'mokim Shechav Lachirim. That's the halacha. Masheinkein here, it's not the halacha that there is no shlichas chalal b'avere. The halacha is that one person cannot be held liable for the ma'aseh done by the other person. But that the Shlichas is not Chal. The Shlichas is Chal, according to the first Loshon Tevz. So we'll have to say that Rashi will agree with the second Loshon Tevz, not with the first Loshon Tevz. If Rashi agrees with the second Loshon Tevz, so that means, according to the second Loshon Tevz, so the Aloche of Shlich V'Avere implies that Shlichas is not Chal with V'Avere. So there is a dinyan, there is an analogy. So we have two meanings of Shlichas. One meaning of Shlichas is in Tvavire,
and another Bnei Shtekas is Chamacher. So that's the dinyan, that's the analogy. Just as we see in regard to the Minei of Shtekas, of in Shlech Baravera, even though there is a loch of Shlech Baravera, Shtekas cannot be Chal. But in the case where it's Ochlen Avshi Shtekas is Chal, the same thing applies, you can apply the same on this, regarding the Minei of Chamacher. To that Amar Bim Tzuch Haver, no Ikon Haver. But Tzuch is Ndav Shlichas, the answer is, there is no Shlichas where it's Chav Lacher. There is no Shlichas where it's Chav Lacher. So just as there is no Shlichas where it's Chav Lacher, so there is no Shlichas where it's still what is Ochle Nafshe, so you can say, too, that there is no Shlichas where it's Chav Lacher, just as there is no Shlichas where it's Lacher. Still, so we see that that Migdash Zohar Nafshe can dispose of this Minayah of Eishlech Ba'avira. So Migdash Zohar Nafshe can dispose of the Minayah of Tevis Ba'achim Mokishcha Ba'achim as well. So that's all. So that's all right according to the second Lashon Tetzes that you would. But it's not all right according to the first Lashon Tetzes. Now, the reason in the Behudah, Chum in the Behudah is a well-known in the Behudah. The Behudah says that now that there is a Chirim Rav Negersh, that one cannot be Mikal Shisho Bal Kocho, and so the Shaila is whether that Chirim, when one is Eva Chirim Negersh, is Eva Yisrael Rabbonon or Yisrael Raise, assuming that is Eva Yisrael Raise. So in Meilel, the Nebuhute assumes that if one is Eva Rachel Rav Negershin, so is Eva Nifel Raitse, not in Israel. So in Meilel he says that if somebody appointed a shliach to deliver a get to his wife, Bal Kocho, so in Meilel the Gershin will not be Chal, because in shliach will have Eire. Now there are two times against the Nebuhute. Number one time is, no, one time is, you see, that just as Tesa says here, that feud. So Tesa says, V'im teima v'afiloma v'kei name v'nishlima v'kei mikha v'achiyuve. Hoilu v'nikacho v'atzmo chayet. Avon Yisroel, afal gav deiva mishul, v'nigo v'zik mikhsho, kishem kacho v'kei, kivin v'nikacho v'atzmo v'i mechayet v'i mikha v'achiyuve. But it's also v'achiyuve. It's also not there, with Niva. So Teisa says, no, with Niva that's an extraneous Yisrael. It's not an Avera in the Gdushin itself. Some Mele, that when one is Eva Achir Rav Negershin, so it's an Avera in the right. But what kind of Avera is it? Is it an Avera in the Gdushin? It's an Avera, if it is an Avera in the right, so it is an Avera because the Tzibur, I mean Rav Negershin, was the God of Ador, so he had to deal like the Tzibur, so that Chirim is like Shvuyeh, so the Tzibur has the Keach to be Mashbiah upon all the Tzibur, upon the Yochid. So the Yisr is an Yisr of being even Chirim, whether it's an Yisr of Chirim or an Yisr or an Yisr of Shvuyeh, but it's not an Yisr of Gdush. So it's an extraneous Yisr. So now Tzitzis distinguishes between Kein Domar Yisroel Kadish Lisha Grusho and Kein Domar Kein Kadish Lisha Grusho. Even the case of Kein Domar Kein Kadish Lisha Grusho. So in this specific mice he's no Avera by the Shliach, because he's only Mikadish for somebody else. Shimon the Kein is Mikadish for whom in the Kein? So he is not Eva the Avera. But since he's doing a mice that he himself is Osea, Osea Mitzad what? Mitzad Gdush Nitzal. So then he's called Bachiyuv. Mashiach King came down on Israel, even though in that case he's also doing an Avere, and his man is doing an Avere with the Hina, it's also on the right. But that's an extraneous Yisra. That's not an Yisra that consists in the Gdush Nitzal. So Memele, true that Eiver Achir Rav Negershin is an Yisra the Raisi. But it's not. It's an extraneous Yisr. It's an Yisr of being Eva Chom Yatsibu. It's not an Yisr. It's not an Yisr of being Migarish Balkor. If there had been an Yisr of being, if there had been a Lav Deraise, suppose there had been a Lav Deraise of being Migarish Balkor. There is such a case. Let's say Mianis is absolute. So the halacha is that he has to marry her and he's not allowed to divorce. Now, so of course, if she agrees to be divorced, then he is allowed to divorce her, because it only means he's not allowed to divorce her if she doesn't agree to be divorced. So then the isa consists in being migamish balkor. So it's not an extraneous isa. Mashiachin here, the isa does not consist in being migamish balkor. Because Rav Migershin imposed the chelem, so mele, he is either an isa of being either chomer atzibur, of being either shvue, or whatever the isa is. But it's not an isa, it's not an imminent isa, it's an extraneous isa. And according to this statement, the whole halacha v'shliach v'aveira applies only to an imminent itself, an intrinsic itself, not an extraneous itself. So, because the itself of being given chomer atzibur is not any different than the itself of with mivusit mirshom. So that's one time against the Buddhist psak. And then the other time against the Buddhist psak is that. According to the Russian Bishleim, according to the second Russian Tetzvah, Daf Yud, Amud Beis, that the whole halacha of Shliach L'Aveira is that Shlichas is not Chala L'Aveira. So then we can understand. I mean, but then this time, but suppose it had been an intrinsic issa, not an extraneous issa. So then the Buddha would be right. Mashiach came according to the first Lashon Tesis. So the first Lashon Tesis says that even where the Aloch of Ishlech Ravira does apply. So it only means that the Mishalach cannot be held responsible for the Pule done by the Shliach. Because the Maharaj is down the Shemit. But the Shliach is Chal, the Gdushin is Chal. So it's attributed to him insofar as the Chalitza Gdushin is concerned. It's not that the pule by the shliach is not attributed to the mishalach. It's not attributed. It's not mishyaches to mishalach in respect to the chiyuvim to the ma'isa veire, but in respect to the chaleis and the kiyomim. So it is attributed. Teisa says that even this is in the first portion says that even the case of kiyan the omal kiyan say the kaddish lishur. So the shliach is certainly ba'chiyuvim. So then the Mishalach will not be chayef. Who will not be chayef Malkus? Let's say according to Abaye. So he will not be chayef Malkus. He will not be chayef Malkus. Because in respect to the Chiyubi, so we say in Divrei Rabbi Atal Mishini, but in respect to the Chalei Sakiyah, even though it involves the Vavere, so the Chalei Sakiyah, so it's Chal, the Kiyah is Chal. So the Mele, true that there is an Avere, if the Baal appoints someone as a shliach to deliver the get to his wife Baal Kol, so assuming that it's an intrinsic issue. Not the high mountain. Because in respect to the Chiyubim, so we say in Divrei Rabbi Atal Mishini, but in respect to the Chalei Sakiyah, even though it involves the Vavere, so the Chalei Sakiyah, so it's Chal, the Kiyah is Chal. So the Mele, true that there is an Avere, if the Baal appoints someone as a Shliach to deliver the get to his wife Baal Kol, so assuming that it's an intrinsic issue, not an extraneous issue. That the isa consists really in being the garish balkor, assuming that Rabbi Gershon had that keach to make it into intrinsic isa. I mean, it's not like that. But according to the first Lashon Tesis, so even let's say in the case of Me'anis is absurd, there we certainly have an intrinsic isa. So there is a loche v'yuchal ishalcho kol yomov. So he cannot. He cannot divorce her, and there is an intrinsic issa. The issa consists, it's a love the raise, of being the garish balkor. With eyes of them, the love doesn't apply when she's married, when she wants to get. So, suppose the Me'anis, who married, the psulo whom he was me'amin, and then he executed the get. And he appointed a shliach. He appointed someone as a shliach to deliver the get to her. So then it will be told, it will still be told, in the two machinist cases, whether the get will be chal or not. So according to the second lashon in Teisves, the get shall not even be chal. Because Teisves says, יש דימא דאפל רוב נפקי מנהי, די יש שליחס חול נקדושן, די אין שליחס אין חול נקדושן. אין חול נקדושן. According to the first lashon Teisves, that even when it's ishliach l'raveire, so it only means that the mishalach cannot be held liable, cannot be held responsible for the pule done by the shliach. It's not misyaches in respect to all the chiyuvi and the maisaveire and the onshin. Mashenke, in connection with the chalitz akiyen, even though if there is an aveira involved, so this is chal. So the gerushin will be chal. So in other words, so there are two tainis against the Nibuhude Shite, I mean that if one appoints a shliach to Midar Shemisha Bal Kocho, so then the get is not even chal. All right. Now, I mentioned that there is Shitas Raivet. Raivet says that when we say Amagbi Amitzil Haveri, that if assuming that Amagbi Amitzil Haveri, Kona Haveri, so Mele was Shnayim Sheikbiu, so it shouldn't be Kena either. And Rove says, it's because Mige Zochel Nafsh Zochel Chavre, but if not for that, since once we assume that Magbir Mitzil HaVeirei is Loikon HaVeirei, so the Mele Shnayim Sheikbiu shouldn't be Kena either. So the Rove says that is only if it was picked up in such a way that, let's say, Reuven and Shimon both picked it up in such a way that if not for Shimon's participation, so the other end of the chayfet would remain al gabi kar. So we say the also was a kibbutz al gabi kar. But however, if Reuven picked it up in such a way that even without Shimon picking it up, so both ends would be picked up by the force of Reuven. So then, even if we say in magbim itzel chaveirei lo ikon chaveirei, he still will be Kene because Dal Shimon Meochet. So the Maise Hagboy of Reuven is enough to pick up both ends of the Chayim. Pirush Toto Azekim Lechad Kalkaki. Pirush Arayver is Dalke Shol Yitbiyo Yiso. Kidei Shim Yani Achisi Yoyachot Leite Oker Ben Akarki. Abo Lim Yitbiyo Yiso. Kidei Shim Yani Achayachot Yoyachot Ben Akarki. Yizkonu Shnei Machmasatzi. Lefishei Noki Ben Achad Kalkaki. So when do we have to resort to this halacha of Magbir Mitzil Chaveri Kon Chaveri, or because of Mitzil Chaveri Kon Chaveri, only if the Hagboye by each was done in such a way that if not for the other one end would remain al gabi kar. But if it was done in such a way that even without the Hagboye of the other, both ends would be picked up by the force of one, So then, he's came to his Akbar. To his Akbar. Vein the Machra Bein. The Rajba says, Shim came like a Mastis of Yoch. Vasil came with Mastis of Stomach, Tone Akatlo in Mir. The Hibn the Magbia Mitzil Haver, he called Haver, Yat Haver, he carried the Domel Gavin Day. So he is Mastik, and he says, even if Ruvain made Akbar in such a way, that had Shim and not, even if Shim had not been participate in the takboy. So the other end of the chayfetz would also be picked up. So still we have to resort to Magbir Mitzil Chaveri Kon Chaveri. Because without Magbir Mitzil Chaveri Kon Chaveri, or without Mizor Mazor Chavre, so the other end would be considered al gabi karke even though it would have been raised without the second. This is what the Rashi says. The Tesis of Rosh is also Chelik HaMeraile, but he uses a different Rosh. Again, Tesis of Rosh, Pirush Ra'al Daf Yishlo Yitbiyah, but Mishtabalik. Dimkei, Hodom HaRobe Cheresh Pekiyach Shikbiyah Amtsir, Likonet Pekiyach, Likonet. תגבר חרש למעני, ומתייש לקרוא לפקיח לקרוא לחרש, אבל לפרושה ולפלוגיה שהם הגביעו עד שהם מניח היחוד תירוקר ונקר ככל שניהם מחמסה עצמו, ופירשו ארון בכל עניין לקרוא. והדין איזה, לתפיסס כל היחוד מבטל כאין חבילה, כאין דהים תפיסס חבילה נרלס לקרוא. ולאמרינו חזינו לא יהיו עניין פני עשרות של חבילה, כאילו אני חוזר ליפה. ואמר לכלל, so the ראש מי שסנדה הוא, another expression, because one agbuy, if not for the aloch of a magbir mitzil chaveri kon chaveri or migas of lashes of lechaveri, so the agbuy of Shimon should be sincere, should be mivatel agbuy of kum. I said last time that it's possible that the Rashbo, even though he doesn't use the expression, is mivatel one agbuy, is mivatel the other, he also means the same. But it seems that Achrenim Amin did not assume like that. They assume that there is a machleket between the Rashbo and the Rosh. Both are chilek and Raive Chitte. The Raive Chitte is that when the Gemara say that whenever two are magbir achivet, so if not for the halacha of a magbir mitzil chaveri kon lechaveri, or mi zoch nash zoch lechaveri, so neither one could be zeiche. Because the Rosh Gemara is a machleket, so it's only the Rashboi by each one was made in such a way that he had it not been for the participation by the other, so the other end would remain on the karke. But if the agboye by one was done with such a force that even without the agboye by the other, both ends would be picked up, so then it's all right, without resorting to mitzvah of nashul chaver, without resorting to mitzvah chaver kan chaver. And the whole, the Rashi and the Rosh are both held, but the different way. It's not muchach, we could say that the word, the Rashbo also means like that. But it's assumed by the Achrim. I mean that the Achrim can derive it differently. The Rashbo is Chilek can derive it because even the Agboi by Reuven was on such a way that even without the Agboi by Shimon, so the other end would be picked up. But since it was done by Shimon, actually, so it's considered as if it is still a Bikar. And the Rosh says no, not because it's considered still a Karki, it's not for the Aloche of Amrvitz Chavir Kon Chavir or Mir Zofar Zofar Chavir. So then the Agboye by Shimon should be a Seiser, should be Mivatel, should negate the Agboye of Ruf. Now, we have to understand what is Machlekes. Now we explained last time, we explained the Shitta of the Rosh, the Rosh. So we said the Shitta of the Rosh is, the sheet of the Rosh is that when two pick up a chayfet, so that means it's a hagboye on the whole chayfet, done by each one. It's a hagboye on the whole chayfet, done by each one. Not that it's each one makes half a hagboye. I mean, makes a hagboye on half of the chayfet. But each one makes a whole hagboye on the whole chayfet. So then, why do we have to resort to a magdim mitzil chaver kol chaver? So without magdim mitzil chaver kol chaver, without mizoch nafshe, each one makes a whole agboy. If let's say the aloch had been that each one went to a magdim achivet, so each one it makes only a half of agboy, or agboy and half of the chivet. So then we can understand as to why we have to resort to magdim mitzil chaver kol chaver. Because without magdim mitzil chaver kol chaver, then each one would be making agboye only on half of the chayve. And agboye is only kene if you make agboye on the whole chayve. If you make agboye on half of the chayve, you cannot even be kene half. It's not agboye if agboye is not realized on the whole chayve. So if we say that when two are magbi achivet, so each one makes a hagboye only on half of the chivet, because one woman picks up one end of the chivet, and Shimon picks up the other end. So each one makes our boy on half of the chayfet, so we understand this, why we have to resort to the aloche of Mitzil Chaveri, Kol Chaveri. Because in order to be chayne, the Agboi must be realized the whole chayfet. And each one by himself realized Agboi only on half of the chayfet. So, because of Agboi Mitzil Chaveri, Kol Chaveri, so the two Agboi is a mitzvah. So the Agboi that Shimon made on the other half is also attributed to me. But if we don't say Mag Mitzil Chaveri, Kol Chaveri, we don't say Mitzil Chaveri, Kol Chaveri, so then, there is only Agboi on half of the chayfet. Agboi on half of the chayfet, that's not Agboi. That cannot be Kiddush. But, according to what we said in the Rosh holds that when two make Agboi, so each one makes the Agboi in the whole chayfet. Ruben makes Agboi in the whole chayfet. And Shimon makes Agboi in the whole chayfet. So why do we have to resort to Migid Zochel and Avshe, to Chavei or Amen, Mag Mitzil Chaveri, Kol Chaveri? So the answer is, we said at the time, because on the contrary, just because the two are Magdiya Chayfet, each one makes Hagboya and the Chayfet, so Mele, one should negate the other. This is what the Rosh says. Is Mivad. Why is one Mivad? Because one should Mivad, because what kind of a Kenyan is Hagboya? Hagboya and Mishiche, and Mishiche. So the Gemara in Azor learned it out from the Pasuk, Kisiktem Yalam Secho. Dover Aniten Liad Liad. Gemara mentions that Liad in Mishiach, but Rishayim point out the same posik applies to Hakboi as well. Hakboi as well. Dover Aniten Liad Liad. In other words, so Mishiach, Hakboi, and Mishirek have one common feature. It's three different theonim, Enoch Nami. But they have one common feature. They all are deduced from the posik of the Sikhtem Yalam Secho Dover Aniten Liad Liad. What does Mish Hagboi mean? Hagboi or Mishir? It means taking possession. Taking possession. I magdi achemet, I take possession of the chayfet. So in other words, when a person takes possession of a chayfet, that's a ma'isaki and he can become it. Because this is expressive of exercise of dominion. When I take possession of a chayfet, so it's expressive of an exercise of dominion, of ownership. So mimele, when two make hagbo, and if each one makes Agboi in the whole chayfet, so that means Ruben makes Agboi in the whole chayfet, he exercises the dominion of the whole chayfet, and Shimon takes possession, makes Agboi over the whole chayfet. Shimon too exercises dominion, so they are in competition with each other. So since the whole chaliz din of Agboi is taking possession, exercise of dominion, when there is competition between two, so one against the other. What kind of exercise of dominion is it? If the other fellow also does the same thing. But if we say, Amagbiya Mitzil Chaveri, Kol Chaveri, so there is no competition. So there is no competition, so there is cooperation, not competition. So that's the pshat, that's the reason as to why the Rosh says that it's not for the Aloha, Amagbiya Mitzil Chaveri, Kol Chaveri. So the Hagboy of one would be Mivatei. That boy of the other, because the chaliz din of Hagboi is Dov Hamit Mi Adliyah, taking possession, that is, boy of Shusei, he exercises dominion. So, the other fellow also does the same thing, also takes possession. It's also boy of Shusei. So that is Seiseya, this Maizaki, and so it's Mivato. But since there is Aloche, of Arabim Tzachavir Kon Chavir, or Migi Zoch Mash Zoch Lachavir, so it's again, it's Zoch Lachavir. So the Maizakian by one is not inconsistent to the other. But it's not the Aloha of Arabim Tzachavir Kon Chavir. So then the Hagboy of one would be facing, would be inconsistent with the other. So it would negate the Kenyan of the other. All right. So this is the Pshat. Now, it's possible to say, it's possible to assume, that the Rashba also means that, but Achrayim don't assume that. So they assume that the Rashba means something else. The Rashba means something else. Now the Raivet certainly does not agree with this concept. With this concept, according to the Raivet says that when do we say to ourselves that Yimnachat Lakavika, okay, only that way by Reuven was done in such a way that there had not been for the participation by Shimon, so the other end of the chayfet would remain al-gavikar. Alakav. But even that boy by Reuven would be done in such a way that even without the participation by Shimon, so the other end would also be picked up. So then we don't have to resort to Magbiris of Halef and Halef. Because then it's considered that Reuven is doing the Kiyemi himself. Now, so what is the Shita Sarayev? The Shita Sarayev is, that when two are Magbir Chayfet, so then, each one, and if, let's say, the Rayvet limits it to the case, where the Agboy of each is done in such a way that had it not been for the Agboy of the other, so one end, the other end of the Chayfet would remain on the Karaki. So in such a case, where Chayfet is picked up by two people, and without the participation by one, so that end would remain on the Karaki. In such a case, we cannot say that each one makes Agboy in the whole Chayfet. How does each one make that? Well, because if he uses such mild force that had it not been for Shimon, so Reuven would just pick up this end, and that end would remain. So how can we say that Reuven made that boy in the whole chayvet? So then he picked up only one end, the other end couldn't be picked up by the force that he used. So maybe that means he made only a boy in one half of the chayvet, not in the whole chayvet. And then Shimon again, so made that boy in the other half of the chesed. So in such a case, now this is injustice. It's mistava like that. That where it's done in such a way that had it not been for that boy by the other end would remain agamikarke. So Reuven is not realizing that boy in the whole chesed, but that boy only in half of the chesed. But that boy in half of the chesed is not that boy. That boy means do amit mi agoyat. So there must be a boy in the whole chesed. So how is one kain in such a case? Because of the halacha of hamakbiya mitzir lechaveir ikon lechaveir. So then the pshat is, and just the reverse of what we said, in the Shita Sarosh. We said in the Shita Sarosh that each one makes a boy in the whole thing. And still, without the halacha of hamitzir lechaveir, neither one would be kain, because that's just because each one makes a boy in the whole chesed. So each one exercises dominion, so one is a sensei, they are in competition with each other. So one is sensei that, should be sensei the other. But the only reason is why it's not me battle one, it's not me battle the other, is because there could be cooperation between the two. Because one can, what one does, he is, what can do, can act for the other. But the cause is arrived, it's just the other way around. Because the cause is arrived, so when do we say to Yosef Munach Rabbi Kavache, when that boy by one is on such way that there is not been for that boy of the other end would be Rabbi Kavache. That means Reuven, when he's Magbia, in effect he's Magbia only one end of the chesed, one half of the chesed. And Shimon is Magbia the other end of the chesed, the other half of the chesed, the other half of the chesed. So, but this is no Agboya. Agboya means Agboya the whole chesed. So why is that boy effective? Because the Hagboye by Reuven is attributed to Shimon, and the Hagboye by Shimon is attributed to Reuven because of the Aloche of Hamadbiya Mitzir Chaveirei Kone Chaveirei. Mashem Kinkel Zeraivet, if the Hagboye by Reuven is done in such a way that even without the Hagboye by Shimon, so both ends would be picked up. And similarly, the Hagboye by Shimon is done in such a force that even without the cooperation by Reuven, both ends would be picked up. So then each one makes a whole agboy in the whole chesed. So to the other one also makes agboy in the whole chesed. So the Rayvet is chelik on that cheating of the Rosh. That since each one makes agboy in the whole chesed, so one is safe to the other. One is something else. No, it's not the rabble now. To the other one also explains the means of what? So on this whole aloche, the Rayvet is chelik on the whole aloche of the Rosh, that where there is agboye by two in the whole chesed, so each agboye should be seiseh, should be battle the other, except for the reason that one makes agboye for the other, because a magbir mitzir lechaveirei is kol chaveirei, he is chelik on the chi, he is chelik on the chi. Now, so we see that according to the Rayvet, So when two pick up, so then each one makes that boy only in half of the chayim. So maybe we have to resort to the aloha vangbis l'chaveh from l'chaveh, right? In order that both agboyes should be attributed to each one. So Rubin makes, he has his agboye, and he also has, he benefits from Shimon's agboye, because Shimon's agboye is also agboye for him, because of the aloha of vangbis l'chaveh from l'chaveh. And according to the Rosh, so each one makes agboye in the whole thing. Now, the Rosh is certainly chilek on the Ravid, because whereas the Ravid holds that in the case where each one makes agboye in the whole chetek, so then there is no halacha that one agboye should be seis of the other. We don't have to resort to Rav Yitzchak Avere. The Rosh holds not. There is such halacha. But it could be, and it is mistaken like that, that the Rosh will agree with the Ravid at one point, that in a case where each one picks up the chayfetz, uses such a force, that without the agboye by the other end would remain al gabikalake, so then the agboye is realized only in heaven the chayfetz. Because the mitzvah is like that. I pick it up in such a way, had it not been for the other one picking up that end, that end would remain al gabikalake. So how can I say that I picked up, I mean agboye the whole chayfetz, I mean agboye only heaven the chayfetz? The Rosh would agree in such a situation that each one makes a boye in effort of chesed. So maybe in such a situation, but the Rosh holds power. In both situations, we have to resort to Agbagbiya Mitzil HaVeir and Kodachare, but for different reasons. Now there are two situations. When two pick up a chesed, so that you can visualize two situations. One situation is they pick it up in such a way that each one without the other, so would leave one end without coming out. So then the Rosh agrees that each one in effect realizes only Agboy in half of the Chepetz. So, and of course Agboy in half of the Chepetz is not Agboy. So why is it effective? Because of the Aloche of Hamad Pitzil Chavechon Chavere of Yizok Nashna Chochav. That's the reason as to why we have to resort to Magbim Tzil Chavere in the case where each one picks up in such a way that if without the other end would remain on the cup. But the same halacha applies even to the case where both pick up at the same time in such a way that one without the other would also pick up both ends. Over there too we have to resort to Magdim Sechaveh Kon Haveh or to Migizok Nafshe. What's the reason over there? So then the reason is because one without the other. But in the case where one picks up in such a way that without the other, one end would remain on the karke, then we have to resort for a different reason, because one needs the agboye of the other. But in the case where one picks up so that without the other, both ends would be picked up. So we still have to resort because of the aloha of it. Aloha. Now, the question is, in the Ravid is chilek on this din of bidul, so the mainly holds in the Chanan, in the other case where one picks up in such a way that even without the other both ends will be picked up, so we don't have to resort to Magdimis al-Khaleh al-Khaleh. Now, let's see the Rashi. Now, assuming like all the Achayim assume that the Rashbo Shite is not like the Rosh, and the Rashbo says something else. So what's the pshat in the Rashbo? They both picked it up in such a way, each one picked it up in such a way, that even without the other both ends would be picked up. So he says it's still no good. Why is it no good? Because the other end that was picked up by Shimon, even though it would have been picked up without Shimon. So should be, if not for the Aloch, from Arbim, Tzil Chavet, from Chavet, it should be considered as if it's still Melachat Ramitah. Why is it so? Fishlein in the case were without the other. So the other end would mamash remain al-kak, we understand. But here, without Shimon, it wouldn't be al-kabikarake. So why do we consider it that if not for the aloche of Arabim Zulhamek al-Khaveri, it should be considered al-kabikarake? So then we have to say that the Rashbo is chet ha-rosh. In other words, whereas, now in the case where that boy is made in such a way that one without the other would leave one agboye without the other agboye, would leave one end of Gabi Kalakar, then everybody agrees that in effect each one realized that boy only in heaven the chayfetz. In one end, he picks up only one end. But there's machlekes between the Rashi and the Rosh in a case where that boy is making such a way that one agboy without the other would pick up both ends. So the Rosh holds in that case each one of the din is realizing that boy in the whole chayfetz. And the Rosh holds. And the Rashi holds no. That even in such a case, since the Hagboy was made by two, so Al Pidin we consider that each one makes Hagboy only in half of the Chayfet. True, if Shimon hadn't been a participant, so then both ends would be picked up by Reuven. So then it would be different. Then Reuven would be making the Hagboy in the whole Chayfet. But the fact is now, both picked it up. So we don't have to consider the subjunctive, what would be. The fact is that it was picked up by two. So since it was picked up by two, so the Rosh holds, it's considered that each one makes a boy only in half a head. Each one picks up only one end of the head. That means half a head. Yeah, okay. So that's why he says since each one picks up only half of a head. So that's why the Rashba says, so Mele, if not for the Loche of Machmitz Chavir Kol Chavir, so it should be considered of Lim Nach Adar Bekar, even though in Tzias it wouldn't have been Adar Bekar. But since the fact is that it was picked up by two, so Al Pedin we consider that each one picks up only one. So Mele is Kimunachas. So it's Kimunachas Al Gabi, now there is a big nafkemine between the Rashba's pshat and the Rosh's pshat. Nafkemine would be where two would be meshich. They would be meshich in such a way that each meshich by itself could do the job. But the two of them did it together. So according to the Rosh, according to the Rosh, there is a Rosh, that when two make a kinyan, Hagboy, so one should negate the other, because they are in competition. Why are they in competition? Because the whole Halayim of Hagboy is based upon the concept of Dovarnit Miyadliyad, of taking possession, of exercising dominion. So maybe when two do the same thing, so one should negate the other, except for the fact that one can act for the other. Because Magbir Mitzil Chavir, Ekon Chavir, Omin Zot Magbir Chavir. So just as this is true of Akboye, so it's true of Mishich also. Adar Abbe, the Gemara mentions the posik of Dovah Nikmi Adliyad, Davke Regab Mishich. Rishemi mentioned it Regab Akboye too. But the Gemara in Nazor mentions that Davke Regab Mishich. So Mishich just as well as Akboye. So it's based upon the fact of taking possession of exercising the minyan. So just as there is a concept of one act of taking possession, of one act of exercising the minyan, is mivatel, tends to negate the other act of taking possession of exercising the minyan. Ligabi Agboye, so it applies to Mashiach as well. Mashiachin, according to the Rashba, if we assume the Rashba doesn't mean like that. The Rashba's Lomdes is that even in the case where each one's Agboy is enough to pick up both ends. But since in actuality, it two picked it up, so how could we consider that each one picked up one end? Each one made the Agboy only in whatever way. So the other half of the Chayfet is Munachas Al Gabi Kalakim. So that's only Shayach in Hagboye, because Hagboye consists in lifting the chayfes from Gabi Kalakim. Mashayki by Mishiche, but Shayach, Chimunach Al Gabi Kalakim. You can make a Mishiche in Al Gabi Kalakim Marish. How can you apply this concept? The other end is Chimunach Al Gabi Kalakim. You can be chained to Mashiach even if it's not a Mekarke Mamesh. Hoy mi gare al die eet zei, die die morgen zo werd. Der gab ich gar nicht. Was ich nicht, according to the, to the, to the Russland, so it would apply to Mashiach, it would apply to Mashiach as well. It applies to Mashiach as well. Now, Nachtimina would be, you see, a practical Nachtimina, not just a theoretical. You see, because theoretical Nachtimina, so you can say, there isn't any. I mean, practical Nachtimina, you can say, there isn't any. Why is there any? Because after all, there is Allah Hamagre Bitzil Haveri, Kon Haveri, oh, Mirzoch Mashiach Lechavri. So, in many ways, when two are Magbia, so the Akim, for whatever reason it might be, but Nachtimina would be, let's say, in the case of Chereshu Pikeach. So the Gemara will soon see. Chereshu Pikeach. So Miteich shall we call it Pikeach, shall we call it Cheresh? Because over there we cannot say, so how would it be, let's say, now, according, of course, according to the Ravid, so if a Cheresh and a Pikeach would pick up a Ravid, and each one would use such a force, that even without the Agboy of the other, so both ends of the Ravid would be picked up, so according to the Ravid, in case of Cheresh and Pikeach, so the Pekeach would be keen in the whole chesed. The Pekeach would be keen in the whole chesed. According to the Rashba and the Rosh, so in case of Cheresh, Pekeach would pick up a chesed in such a way that with the boy of one is sufficient to pick up both ends, neither one will be keen. Mashain came now according so Mashain came according to the question is that's by book. The question is by Mashiach. Suppose the Cheresh and Pikeach will both be Mashiach, and Each one's Mashiach would be done in such a way that even without the other, there would be Mashiach. But both did it. So, according to the Svore of the Rashba, that the reason as to why that boy is ineffective, because since it's done by two, so the other end is always considered opening the Chavar B'Karki. So that's only Shaya Bad Boy. But by Mashiach, so it became. The Pekeach would became. And since the Pekeach would be Kehne, so the Cheresh would also be Kehne, because of Dark Yisholem. All right, but I mean, so the Pekeach would be able to be Kehne in the Rai. So the Pekeach would be able to be Kehne in the Rai. So the Cheresh would be able to be Kehne in the Rabbonim, because of Dark Yisholem. Mashein Kehne, according to the Rosh, that there is a Loche, that one act of Akboye is Seisei or the other. And the only reason as to why it can be effective is because one's kin can take effect on behalf of the other, because it might be till Chaveri Kon Chaveri, but by Pekeach v'Cheresh. So we cannot say that one's kin should take effect on behalf of the other. So in many ways you will not be able to be taken. That will be the practical activity.
Yeah, now, Teisve says, Shutin Shegombu, Pires de Kuntres, Sheitel Daiti Ugas Chaveres. Ugas Chaveres. Kizlo kam, Vinir, at the bottom of the Tvichai, the Tvichai of Loma Tseyu Tvach Lichai, the Ashin on Tachat Rabbe Shoya, the Shutin Shegombu Sheik Mishnu. So I mentioned last time, I mean what the Nachos of it says. Now, I mean insofar as Teisve's Kachi against Rashi is concerned, how does Rashi mention the Gemore of Bubakami, Gemara Bubakami tells us something else. The Gavit Vichom Chire. So Nachuzovit says, true that the Gemara in Bubakami tells us something else, the Gavit Vichom Chire. But mainly it's Muchach, this thing too. So it says that by the Gavit Vichom Chire. So when one shooter is the Veach, for the other shooter in the Gmele. So it's Chayit Alvei, but it couldn't be Chayit Alvei unless you're Chayit Kei. So obviously, it's Chayef Keifu,
also. Chayiv also. So Rashi assumed that it has reference to the ordinary case where just as in the Tviche, so one should did a Tviche on behalf of himself and the other, so in the Gneive also, one should did the Gneive on behalf of himself and the other. So mainly it's Muchach that he's came. But it's for separate reasons. Iligami Tviche, so the business to why is Chayiv because it's a special Sakosa. But Gabi Tviche is not Chayiv to say Migil Zochonav Shilach Lechavu, it's not a Kinyan. But Ligami Gneive, why the Chayiv? Because of Migil Zochonav Shilach Lechavu. All right, even though Migil Zochonav Shilach Lechavu, so we shouldn't be Chayiv. Why? When he should have his gaining on behalf of himself, on behalf of the other, because in Shliach Lechavu, but we say, so that disposes of the Mineya of Mishlech Ravir. So in the same way, even though Magdim Mishil Chavir Lekon Chavir, why? Because he retains Machim Makshir Chavir Achir. So he cannot become Zeichet for the other, become Ischir and become Shlichet, and become Ischliach when he stays Machim Makshir Chavir Achir. But where it's Ochle Nafshe, so he can't be Zeichet, even though he's just as Migel Zochle Nafshe Zochle Chavre disposes of the chisong of Mishlech Ravire, so it can dispose of the chisong of Tez Balchim Mokish Chavre. Alright, this is how we explain the contrast. Now, Teisves says no. Teisves says no. But in the case where one Shutef, Ruven, would steal a Chavet on behalf of himself, on behalf of Shimon, Bach of Shimon, even though he's a Shliach of Shimon, Shimon told him you steal for me too. So he wouldn't, so Shimon wouldn't be Chayev. Why? Because he's Shliach of Ravir. So when do we say Shutin Shekom with Chayev? Well, both Reuven and Shimon together made the Maisek Neiv. They both picked it up. They both picked it up. So this is a Chayishen, and Shimon Chesu, he has this Kashi, the Kashi Monefshech. How does Teisves explain it? Monefshach, if Teisves is chelik on Rashi, and he says in the case of Rashi, in Rashi's case, where Reuven stole, was Meisher b'chevetz, was Magbir b'chevetz, by himself, for himself and for Shimon. So then Shimon is not chay, because he shliach l'aveira. So in the case where Reuven and Shimon both pick up the chevetz, We still have to resort to Shlichet. Because if not for the Aloche of Amadbim Tzil Chavere Kono Chavere, which is a Din Schie, and Schie is Mitam Shlichet, even if we say Schie is not Mitam Shlichet, so it's not based upon, so it doesn't require all the prerequisites of Shlichet, but some Neile Zochel Likotin could be Midraise, but it's the same concept like Shlichas. What does Shlichas mean? Shlichas means that one does the act and it's attributed to the act. So whether we say Shri in Tam Shlichas or say Shri Elav in Tam Shlichas, but it's the same kind of concept. But if we say Shri in Tam Shlichas, so Shri is subject to all the requirements of Shlichas, all the requirements that Shlichas is subject. But if he says Chilantam Shlichet, so then Zochel Likotin could be Midrash. But it's the same kind of concept, that one does an act and it's attributed to the other. It is effective for the other. So that deen of a Shliach Ravir applies to it. Applies to Shriya, whether Shriya is Midam Shlichet or Shriya is Lam Midam Shlichet. So the Aloche of a Shliach Ravir applies. As a matter of fact, the Aloha of Yishlich La'avere, the Gemara says that there is a Zakosuf, Yishnei Ksum Aboin Keachot, Mi'ile and Tviche. So Yishnei Ksum Aboin Keachot, that there we have a special Zakosuf, Yishlich La'avere, by Mi'ile and by Tviche. So Yishnei Ksum Aboin Keachot, in London, so Mi'ile we see that the Yishlich La'avere. So by Mi'ile there is a special Zakosuf as to why Yishlich La'avere, otherwise, it would be Eishlech Bavire. And by Mi'ile, the Aloch is that there is Mi'ile to a Shliach, even if the Shliach happens to be a Chereshit. It's a Mishnei Mi'ile. So it's not based upon the general din of shlichet. Because according to the general halacha of shlichet, so it cannot be done, it cannot take effect without the chayav shel zukot. Matam nida. So there is a special takosu that if one tells another to be meyel behegdesh, to be made to yechivich or hegdesh, so the ma'aseh done by the physical shliach, even though al-pedin is not a shliach, so he's a tribute to the mishalach, and still we see that the concept of shliach la'avir applies to it. So we see that shliach la'avir is not dafkin shlich. Anything, I mean, where the ma'aseh of one is attributed to the mishalach, so attributed to the other, so we apply the concept of shliach. So maybe even if we say that Zohar Likot is in Raisa, because we is Lamed Tam Shtichet, but it's still the same kind of concept, that the mice of one is effective for the other. So maybe the Aloha of Yishlech of Raveira should apply. Now, I mean, the Ktzeis doesn't point out all these things. I mean, I'm pointing out. But the Ktzeis Kashi against Tesis is, how does Tesis improve upon Rashi's Pshat? Tesis doesn't explain the Gemara the way Rashi does. Shuti Shekom Butesi says doesn't mean we're moving stole on behalf of himself and behalf of Shimon. Because in such a case, Shimon wouldn't be chayev. But when does the Gemara say that Shimon will be chayev if Reuven and Shimon both made the Agboye the Arkneve together? But the question is, even when Reuven and Shimon make Agboye together, we have to resort to Magbim Til Chaveri Kol Chaveri, or Mir Zochel Nafshi Zochel Chavre, that's a din of Schiyah. So that's like shliches. So how is Shimon chayev in shlich la'aveira? True, Shimon himself also made agboye, but if not for the fact that Reuven's agboye is effective for Shimon's agboye, so then Shimon couldn't be zeich. So Shimon couldn't be zeich. So now we have to resort to Shriya, to Shliches. And the Shliya of Averet, so what must we say? That since Migel is Ochle Nafshe, is Ochle Chavre. So that disposes of the Chisom of Shliya of Averet. So why can't he say like Rashi, even the case where Reuven himself makes the Agboy, on behalf of himself of Shimon. Also, two in Shliya of Averet, but Migel is Ochle Nafshe Chavre. And the Ktzeis considers that as a very strong cash. I mean, that in accordance with what we just said, so we can answer the cash of the case. Not that it's mukhach like that, but we can say it's very reasonable like that. In other words, because we saw that there is now, that in the case where Reuven and Shimon make a pick up the chavetz in such a way that the agboye by one is sufficient to pick up both ends of the chavetz, so according to the Rashbo, it's considered that each one makes agboy in every chavetz. And according to the Rosh, it's considered that each one makes agboy in the whole chavetz. Makes agboy in the whole chavetz. Now, so when we say that each one makes agboy in the whole chavetz, so why do we have to resort to Magbim Tzio Chavei Kol Chavei to be Gizok Lav Shizok Lachavre? Because if not for this aloch of so then one would be mivatel that. Why would mivatel that? Because after all, the chalais din of agboyes dovranit miyadliyah taking possession, exercise of dominion. So there are two exercises of dominion. So mimele one should tend to negate the other. But because of the aloche of agboyes of chaveirei, that's the shite of the rosh and the forit rashbo. So each one, even if it was picked up in such a way that that boy of one is sufficient to pick up both ends, but since two picked it up, so it's considered that each one picked up only a head, and the other head, as far as that boy of woman is concerned, is still munachas al gavi karaki. He's still munachas al gavi karaki. So now, the Tzeis takes it for granted, here in his kashe against Tzeis, that just as we have to dispose of the chisom of Ein Shliach La'aveira, and we have to say yes because of Migdal Zochel after Zochel Chava. So in the case where one, where Ruvain Gambit makes out Bunidar Gnevet for himself and for Shimon, so we have to dispose of the Chisson of Yishlech Avera, and we have to say Yeshlech Avera in the case of Migdal Zochel Nafshe Zochel Chava. So in the case of Ruvain and Shimon both making that way together, Dar Gnevet, we also have to dispose of the Chisson of Yishlech Avera. That it takes for granted. So it all depends. If we say that when two make that boy, even though they make that boy in such a way, the that boy of one is sufficient to pick up both ends. So in effect, Al-Pedin, each one makes that boy in half of the chifet. And of course, a boy in half of the chifet is nothing. So there has to be a boy in the whole chifet. So, and without that boy in the whole chifet, one cannot be cane in the head. So the other head has to be supplied. So by whom is it supplied? By the other fellow. So that was Fushriyeh. So we have to resort to that principle that in such a case, because of the Nafshe, so Yeshriyeh Baravir. Mashiach, if we say that. Mashiach, if we say that when two pick up a chayfet Ruvain Shimon in such a way that that boy of one is sufficient to pick up both ends, so then, as the Rosh says, so then each one realizes that boy in the whole chayfet. But we have to resort to Magbin Tzachavei Kon Chavei, because if not for the Aloha Magbin Tzachavei Kon Chavei, if not for the Aloha Magbin Tzachavei Kon Chavei, so that boy of one, which is taking possession extra than the end of Nitin Yashus Lashu, Yad Liad, would tend to negate that boy of the other.